This is from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. This is Jesus' prayer. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Thus ends the reading.
This morning I want to deal with a couple of challenges for a preacher and the church. Today is Mother's Day. We sang a hymn, Troy and Bob, and Chrysages for the mothers in the sanctuary. But Mother's Day is always a challenge when it comes to preaching. Some of my colleagues never preach a Mother's Day sermon because of the pitfalls and dangers. And the church calls this the festival of the Christian home. They try to give us a little out as we celebrate Mother's Day in our society. For the reality is, all of us have mothers, but our relationships with our mothers can be different. Some have been very positive. Some of us hardly ever knew our mothers. For some of you, I know it was a love-hate relationship. And beyond all those pitfalls of the relationships that when we think of our relationships with our mothers, that brings forth emotions and feelings, they're just the reality of all you women in the sanctuary this morning. Some of you are mothers. Some are mothers who may have lost a child or had a miscarriage. Others may be estranged from a child, which makes Mother's Day a challenge. There was a post on Facebook this week that maybe some of you saw. It was shared several times by Amy Young. It was posted, number of people shared it, and it was on a United Church of Christ site as well, about the challenge of addressing Mother's Day in the church. Amy, as I read the post, is apparently a woman probably in her late 30s who's not a mother. In her post, she included the following thoughts about the various circumstances of mothers, called the wide spectrum of mothering. And I'd like to share that this morning. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointments, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms and mentor moms and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who lost their mother this year, we grieve with you. To those who've experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who live through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who have aborted children, we remember them and you on this day. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way you longed for it to be. To those who step parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. To those who envisioned lavishing love on grandchildren, yet that dream is not to be, we grieve with you. To those who will have emptier nests in the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who place children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. We remember you. We do remember and honor women on this wide spectrum of mothering. And as we celebrate the festival of the Christian home, we acknowledge how important the teaching, the nurturing, the supporting of parents is for children, for the church, and for our society. And as a church, we strive to support and encourage parents in this awesome task of training up children. One of the challenges for this Sunday, Mother's Day. The other one is dealing with this text from John's Gospel that Anne shared. The 17th chapter of John is a prayer of Jesus to God. It's frequently called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. And in that prayer, Jesus is praying for unity in the church. And he's praying that God will be with the church and hold the church after Jesus is gone. It's from that prayer that the United Church of Christ receives its official motto, that all may be one. Now, the church, from the very beginning till this morning, has had real difficulty living out that prayer. We have not been unified in Christ. The United Church of Christ, from its very beginning, from the time of union with the Congregational Christian churches and the Evangelical and Reformed Church to form the UCC, has struggled with what it means to be a united church. Some Congregationalists took the proposed union to the federal court and delayed it almost 10 years. Some of you remember that because Michigan was a hotbed of opposition to the union that's the UCC. So striving for unity in Christ has always been a challenge, and it's not been limited to the United Church of Christ. To work for and pray for unity with people who have different theological and cultural positions is hard. It's difficult. Those who hold to an inerrancy of Scripture or a prohibition of women for ordination, or practice a closed table that you're not invited to share in the Eucharist unless you believe a certain way. For those who understand homosexuality as a sin, and so many other different understandings and doctrines that people have, makes it difficult for us to work and pray for unity in the church. But I think we must. The challenge is we all tend, wherever we are on the spectrum and the differences and the doctrines, we all tend to believe that we have the truth, that we understand best, that our interpretation, our understanding is the correct way, and we just got to get everybody to understand it like we do. Can we really have unity in Christ in the midst of this wide range of diversity? That's a question not only for us this morning, but that's a question for the whole church. Jesus prayed for that kind of unity, but for 2,000 years we haven't yet achieved it. But I believe we're challenged and called to continue to work for that kind of unity, to continue to be in relationship and dialogue with those who have different understandings of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, that's not easy. That's an understatement. It's difficult. It's a challenge. It's hard to stay in relationship with those who don't think we're a church. It's hard to stay in relationship with people who don't even want to enter into conversations with us. But I think we're called to keep alive the effort, to attempt to live out the motto from Jesus' prayer, that all may be one. We need to be persistent, but gracious in our persistence. Not judgmental, not condescending, being strong in our faith and our understanding, but willing to listen and always to pray that truly we might be one in Christ Jesus. To work and pray for unity as Jesus did, so that the world will know that we are Christians by our love, by our mission, by our actions. A couple of challenges for preachers. What do you do on Mother's Day? And how do we keep working for the unity in Christ that Jesus himself prayed for? Amen.